if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
The modules are the ones that make the robot, but the beautiful thing is these modules just are attached to all the materials that you have at your home or anything else that you find. Basically, the natural user interface allows you to control things with the flick of a wrist.
What if you could make a robot out of just about anything you could imagine and control it with gestures? That's the principle behind Zyro, a modular robotics kit that won a Best Maker-Friendly Toy Award at 2016 CES in Las Vegas. Kartik Ramani is both a professor of mechanical engineering at Purdue University and the co-founder and chief scientist of Zyro UI, a San Jose-based company whose stated mission is to make everyone a maker. Tell me, first of all, what Zyro is, please.
Yeah, Zyro is for no user interface. We want you to be the user interface. And Zyro is our flagship gesture control robotics that you're seeing here. So we want you and your body to be the user interface.
At CES 2016 in Las Vegas, Kartik was demonstrating Zyro UI's first product. In the display area around him were several intriguing creations which the Zyro made possible.
Here we have a rover, we have a four-wheel robot, and R2-D2 running there. And then you have also our flagship robot, Zoe. So, yeah, Zoe and the dog and the rover are all going to be shipping as a part of the product.
Kartik explained how to animate them.
Zyro comes up with a smart glove, and that's the brain. And the smart glove understands your hand gestures, what you do with your hand. And when you do things with your hand, you don't have to look at your hand. Your brain knows what it's doing. So it becomes a very natural user interface, or NUI as people call it. And NUIs are going to be the next generation user interface. We want people to come out of the phones and the tablets and be more living in the real world. We want kids to be enjoying their physical experiences rather than become a phone zombie, a smartphone zombie. So basically, the natural user interface allows you to control things with the flick of a wrist and move things just by motioning your hands. So essentially, your hand and your body becomes a controller for the modules. The modules are the ones that make the robot, but the beautiful thing is these modules just are attached to all the materials that you have at your home or anything else that you find, and you connect them up and build what you want.
And there is the opportunity to put on that smart glove and try Zyro out, controlling the humanoid robot on site. Okay, so now I turn it on by shaking my hand.
That's it.
Now I'm bringing it backwards by raising my hand. I'm sending it forward. Bring it back. And it's following my hand as I do this. And what's it? Oh, when I bend the fingers, it turns its head at me. I love that. And I've heard you say that I can pretty much make this out of anything. The dog you reference is made out of cardboard. We've got a plastic
walker here, which is made out of plastic mechanisms and a base and just two of these modules. R2-D2 made out of wood. Yeah, so you can take these bottles that you would rather not recycle and throw away and repurpose it for making a robot.
That is really neat. How did you come up with this?
Well, I've been teaching toy design for 20 years and had a lot of ideas and couldn't make anything real because it was all dominated by the Hasbros and the Mattels and everything. I had students that became VP at Mattel and everything, and they always used to ask me, hey, you know, have you commercialized a robot or have you commercialized toys? And I had done startups before, and this was my chance because now we have Indiegogo and Kickstarter and everything. As a small guy, you can compete with the big guys if you have a good idea. So we had the good idea, and I saw the light when the children came and played. They were not wanting to leave the labs. For instance, there was a kid that wanted to build a drummer robot. He was a drummer. He wanted to get it working. And when you're building things that you want to, you'll put all your effort into it. And that's what happens. He wanted to build it and go. And I saw that, and I said, we got to make this real because it's very useful for education.
This is fantastic. Tell me about some of the things these robots can do that you have created.
The robots can do whatever you want it to do. For instance, you know, I can put my waste paper drum instead of the R2-D2, make it go, bring some garbage or move around with it. And for instance, I want to open something somewhere else, or I'm disabled, I want to flush my toilet, put the module inside, just with a whiff of a hand, it's going to flush your toilet. So basically, you know, it's what you imagine, because the modules themselves all set up a local Wi-Fi network, and they connect your hands, and they're all coordinated, so you can put them wherever you want, and put whatever you want in between.
So even though we're calling it a toy, it actually is not just a toy.
Absolutely, it's not just a toy. And I think all great things happen in fun ways. We just made a toy, and now we are hearing and seeing and coming up with so many other ideas besides toys.
Tell me about the most fun you personally have had, other than the kid that didn't want to leave, as you were doing this.
Oh, as I was doing this, oh, it's immense. A lot of things. You know, especially I had a lot of fun when things don't work and you want to make it work. And that's when a lot of the learning happens. So, you know, there's a lot of moments where the experience. One very fun moment was, you see those modules? That was the original one. It was big and fat. Now it's a single chip. And how we reduce that big thing to a single chip, that experience was, we were the first to do this gesture control, cloud kind of a deal. So it's totally new. So, you know, you're just wandering in the dark, figuring things out. That itself is fun. But more than that, you start seeing kids inventing and building stuff. Next fun moment came in Maker Faire in New York. You can see they're controlling Zoe, but in a few seconds, you'll see something fun happen. See, there's a witch that's moving a hand wearing a green shirt, but actually it's not a human. We just went to Kmart and Walmart, bought a witch, chopped the head, chopped the hands, put the modules in, and we animated it. So if you have old stuff lying around, look at that kid. It's going to shake the hands of that witch. And the witch is so animated. There you go. See, she wants to shake the hands of the witch. and just maybe a few hours ago, it was sitting in a Walmart shelf like a dead toy. So you can just animate anything, especially Halloween. You know, you can make the pumpkins come alive, and it's just fun.
This has the most wonderful possibilities for anybody that's building a haunted house for Halloween.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we made a shouting toy that you walk by the skull, it'll follow you, and then tell you how the pumpkin works, and then you shout at the pumpkin. The more you shout, the more candies it'll give you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not commercial yet, but that kind of stuff is coming.
That is great. And what's your projected date for when you want that to be out?
Yeah, our toy is going to be out in Indiegogo end of Jan. The pre-campaign is running now. And end of Jan, it'll be out. And like I said, for $149, you'll get the base kit, which is two modules and a couple of these cardboard kits to build out of the box. And then for $199, you'll get the dog, you'll get the rover, and you'll get Zoe, the humanoid robot, and the wheels and the modules. But the beautiful thing is the same modules build everything, and you can build whatever you want with it.
How cool. I'm seeing your website here, website Ziro, Z-I-R-O-I-O.
ZIRO.io, that's where you can go and pre-order. Just put your email there. If you want to purchase it, that's where you go.
When this interview was recorded in January of 2016, Ziro was just going up on Indiegogo. You'll now see it online at ZIRO.io. ZIRO.io, ZIRO.io. You'll be able to see some videos about how robots are constructed with it and how it's animated. What has been one of the most important things as a teacher, as a professional, that you've learned from your students about this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we want the current schooling and other systems, education system, is totally broken down. And we are actually funded by the National Science Foundation, their educational arm. And we're also funded by the Purdue Research Foundation. And one of our passions is to change the educational system. It's a very hard thing to do. But we want to do it in a fun way. And we want to do it in a fun way that draws people in to want to build stuff. And Ziro is also gender neutral. And that's something that I really think is important. Because unlike many of the other toys, gender neutrality has been very tough for large companies to crack. We have cracked it. And the reason is it's very approachable and it's very configurable. You can use any material you want. The process is open. So if you want to decorate it, color it, stick feathers, use Cheerio cans, it's what you want it to be. So we're not prescriptive. And a lot of toys have been designed for the male gender. This one we are finding, because of its neutrality in terms of materials and process, is going to be really important for us to break in into the STEM education area and open it up to everyone.
Finally, something for the future female engineers.
Absolutely. Everyone can be makers.
You and I are listening to Kartik Ramani, as recorded from CES 2016 in Las Vegas. Kartik is both a professor of mechanical engineering at Purdue University and the chief scientist of San Jose-based company ZeroUI. At CES 2016, we talked about the Zyro, a modular robotics kit which is ZeroUI's first product. But Kartik said the Zyro is only the beginning.
Well, ZeroUI, this is our entry. Our goals are much bigger than this. This technology can be used, as you already said, for many things. So we want to be into augmented reality, virtual reality, and the so-called Internet of Things. Tomorrow we are going to be surrounded by technology, and you can't be carrying phones and tablets everywhere and trying to control them or interact with them. You can interact with them with your hands in the real world, in space. That's how we were born. That's how we are going to be. So ZeroUI goals are much bigger than this initial foray into personalized robotics.
What would you most love your students and anybody else listening to get from you about innovation and creativity?
Innovation and creativity comes from playing with things and not coming from a very prescriptive textbook orientation. You know, you want to play first and experience things before you go into the books. So before you take ninth grade physics in school, you want to experience the physics. And Zyro allows you to experience design, physics, and making. Once you experience the plane of experience built in your brain, then you go see and listen to your teacher in a classroom. It all has a hook. You get an index for connecting up what happens in the classroom to how the world works. And Zyro is real world education, informal education.
This is a wonderful resource for teachers, I think, for anybody that wants to learn more about STEM. And what would be one resource you would recommend to anybody who's a creator and inventor and maker like you are?
One resource is just an open mind and wanting to tinker with things, wanting to use the hands, and not be afraid. You're not going to a class, you're not being graded. That's when you learn.
This has been great. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for interviewing me.
You and I have been listening to Kartik Ramani, chief scientist and co-founder of ZeroUI. ZeroUI is a San Jose-based company whose first product, the Zyro Modular Robotics Kit, won a Best Maker-Friendly Toy Award at 2016 CES. You'll find videos and more information on construction and animation with the Zyro at Zyro.io. That's Zyro, spelling that Zyro.io. Zyro.io. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. Over Coffee is a proud lynda.com affiliate. If you'd like to learn more about their video training and you'd like to support the show at the same time, please check out our website, twomaverix.com. On our resources page, you'll see our Over Coffee podcast link. Thank you for considering supporting us. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.